you've seen from Miami's defense, and specifically Brent Grimes and the kind of plays that he makes?
Brent Grimes is a very good player. He's been around for a while. He played in Atlanta, had a good career there. They picked him up this offseason, and he's definitely made their secondary an upgrade. He's very explosive, good out of his breaks. He's an instinctive player. So, you know, and along with the corners, you know, Carroll, Wilson, Patterson, you know, they got two safeties that are playing good ball. They got a front that's really good. I mean, they're a tough defense. They definitely improved a lot this year, and, you know, it's definitely going to be a tough task if we don't do our assignments.
So what's it going to take from you guys offensively to make sure they don't get the leg up on you?
Execution. You know, doing well in the practices and, you know, taking the coaching and really just it all comes down to execution in particularly critical situations. So, you know, that's what we have to do.
Has it been a bit frustrating, the ups and downs that the offense has had, or is it somewhat expected considering the influx of new guys on that unit?
You know, I haven't really thought about that. You know, we're all creatures of habit here, and we just kind of go forward each week and then worry about what we have to do. That's, you know, the coach's job, so you have to ask Coach Bill on that. You know, I'm over here. The guys are over here just looking forward to going out each day and trying to get better.
How do you think the receiving corps has improved from the start of the year to where they are now? And you've obviously been a big part of that.
You have to ask Coach Bill on that.
Julian, Berryfield leads the league in punting right now. Have you seen maybe him get some good leg under the ball where he's actually hit it so far that as a returner might have some space to catch him wrong?
I mean, he's definitely got a strong right leg, and, you know, he can boom it down there. So hopefully we'll get some opportunities, and, you know, we just got to be prepared to take advantage of those opportunities. I mean, they got a covering team that's been doing pretty well. So, you know, we'll see how that goes.
In your two losses, Julian, the offense has been very ineffective on third down, to say the least. What do you attribute that to?
Execution, and that's what we're trying to do here each day. Go out and execute in critical situations, making plays when we have to, making more plays than the other team, and you know that's what we got to try to do out here.
How can you practice that every week? Like how?
Yeah, you know, you put the sign on third down and you put it, you know, the distance, and then.
Has there been more of an emphasis this week, or?
I don't know. It's pretty much an emphasis every week. It's just about going out and executing it and doing our jobs and worrying what we have to do and taking the little things and working on the little things. And, you know, yeah, that's what we have to do.
Julian, you had a pretty big return last week against the Jets. And I was wondering, when you make a return like that, how much of it is stuff that maybe you've seen on film the week leading up to it? How much of it is just in that moment you reacting to what's happening on the field?
It's probably a little bit of both. I mean, you know his direction, which way he likes to go with the tendencies. You know, by the field position, if you're going to get one off and all that kind of stuff, the trajectory of the punt, if the coverage is going to be there fast or – you know, if you're close pinning the sideline where you have to set it and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's definitely a bang-bang play. But you can prepare yourself to the fullest of your ability to go out there and be most prepared to naturally move to the play.
Is your mentality tending to never want to really call for a fair catch, get the ball in my hands and see what I can do?
You know, my job as the punt returner and as a unit is to get the ball ultimately in the offensive hand and in good field position and, you know, take your chances when you can and, you know, be smart back there. I mean, there's going to be opportunities eventually. You don't have to hit home run every time. Singles are good.
Is there an art to it, though? I mean, you've been doing it now for quite a long time and you're a veteran at doing it. Is there kind of an art to not only picking your spots but when in terms of fair catch or not?
Definitely. I mean, situation in the game is huge. You know, like I said, knowing where your blocking's coming from The trajectory of the punt is huge. The placement of the field you're on, it's plus 50, negative 50. You know, what kind of punter you have, all those factors are huge. So,
thank you.
Yep.